So today is a historic day for peace, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and I have just concluded an important meeting on many vital issues, including Iran, trade, the expansion of the Abraham Accords, and most importantly, we discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East. And let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East. Immediately, but in no case more than 72 hours. So the hostages are coming back. I also want to thank Prime Minister Netanyahu for agreeing to the plan and for trusting that if we work together, we can bring an end to the death and destruction that we've seen for so many years, decades, even centuries, and begin a new chapter of security, peace, and prosperity for the entire region. And I hate even saying this from the standpoint, doesn't sound right, but it is. But if accepted by Hamas, this proposal calls for the release of all remaining hostages immediately, but in no case more than 72 hours. So the hostages are coming back, and I hate even saying this from the standpoint, doesn't sound right, but it is so important to the parents. The bodies of the young men, I believe in almost all cases, the young men are coming back immediately. But the people of Israel want it. They really want it. They want the hostages back. That includes. And it means the immediate end to the war itself, not just Gaza. It's the war itself. Under the plan, Arab and Muslim countries have committed, and in writing in many cases, but I actually would take their word for it, the people I mentioned, I take their word for it, to demilitarize Gaza, and that's quickly. Decommission the military capabilities of Hamas and all other terror organizations. Do that immediately. And we're relying on the countries that I named and others to deal with Hamas. And I'm hearing that Hamas wants to get this done, too, and that's a good thing. Okay, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, good man, very good man, working with the new transitional authority in Gaza. All parties will agree on a timeline for Israeli forces to withdraw in phases. They'll be withdrawing in phases. And friends, allies, good people, but they're really, I think, doing that because they're very tired of what. But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do. Everyone understands that the ultimate result must be the elimination of any danger posed in the region, and that danger is caused by Hamas.
As President Donald J. Trump of the United States, that's what I want to say.
To ensure the success of this effort, my plan calls for the creation of a new international oversight body, the Board of Peace, we call it, the Board of Peace, sort of a beautiful name, the Board a piece, which will be headed not at my request, believe me, I'm very busy, but we have to make sure this works. The leaders of the Arab world and Israel and everybody involved asked me to do this, so it would be headed by a gentleman known as President Donald J. Trump of the United States. That's what I want, is some extra work to do, but it's so important that I'm willing to do it. And we'll do it right, and we're going to put leaders from other countries on, and leaders that are very distinguished leaders. And we'll have a board, and one of the people that wants to be on the board is the UK former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, good man, very good man, and some others. And they'll be named over the next few days.
The opposite of peace. They pulled away, they let them have it.
Hamas and other terrorist factions will play no role in the board, but they'll play no role in the governance of Gaza at all. directly or indirectly, as you know.
But it's so important that I'm willing to do it, and we'll do it right.
And now it's time to get our hostages back and get back to trying to build something that's really great and very important. In our meeting today, Prime Minister Netanyahu was very clear about his opposition to a Palestinian state. And he continuously mentions October 7th, and I understand that. Most people do.
Over and over, they want to see it get back. And nobody wants that.
But he is a warrior, and Israel's lucky to have him. But now the people want to get back to peace. They want to get back to normalization in a true sense. Several countries have foolishly recognized the Palestinian state. As you know, some of our European friends, allies, good people. But they're really, I think, doing that because they're very tired of what's going on for so many decades. They've been presidents and prime ministers for years, and during this time, having to do with the Middle East, all they're doing is talking about the same thing over and over. They want to see it get back. And nobody wants that more than me, or I believe Bibi, too.
I have a board, and one of the people that wants to be on the board is the U.S.
So there are many Palestinians who wish to live in peace, many. I've seen so many of them. And they have support. And I challenge the Palestinians to take responsibility for their destiny, because that's what we're giving them. We're giving them responsibility for their destiny, fully condemn and prohibit terrorism and earn their way to a brighter future. They don't want the life that they've had. They've had a rough life with Hamas.
Israel and everybody involved asked me to do this, so it would be headed by a gentleman.
What the future holds for the Palestinians, no one really knows, but the plan that we put forward today is focused on ending the war immediately, getting all of our hostages back, getting everything back. Hard to believe when you even say it. And creating conditions for durable Israeli security and Palestinian success. Israeli security is going to be involved. We're going to help you. We'll be there with you in terms of helping with security. We want to make sure it works. We just want to make sure it works. There shouldn't be a shot fired. Now, there will be, I guess, because that's the way it seems to be. But there shouldn't have to be within a few days. There shouldn't have to be a shot fired.